Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Welcome to Inner Growth Bites, your quick dose of mindset shifts and positive reminders to fuel your personal growth. In just a few minutes, you'll get a powerful insight to help you realign, refocus, and move forward in your day with more intention. Let's get growing.
The more you try to rush things, the more you try to get to where you want to go quickly, the less you realize that the beauty is truly in the process. And if you're coming from this place of scarcity, of doing, oh, I have to always do more, I want that to come here fast, it's not here yet, you're forgetting about all the abundance in the now. And it's less likely that when you get there, you'll appreciate how far you've come and the entire beauty of the process of getting there, because truly, the journey is one of the most amazing parts of the process of creating your life, of achieving, of growing, healing, of manifesting things in your life. As a society, I think that we are having this collective awakening and this collective feminine energy healing that's happening, especially women, for those of you listening, especially girls. We're really, really healing the feminine. Why? If you think about it, ever since we're little and growing up, and even if you're older, as an adult, we are always praised for achieving, for reaching things, for making things happen, right? It's usually related to something you did. No one really turns to you and says, oh my gosh, I'm so proud of you for prioritizing rest. I'm so proud of you for taking it easy today. I'm so proud of you for disconnecting from your phone. Oh my gosh, I love the way that you dance. It's so free and beautiful. It's really important to do and execute and achieve. But if you're only focused on that and you're not allowing yourself to receive and to surrender and to honestly just do things for the sake of having fun and practice being instead of doing, you're putting too much pressure on achieving, on getting to where you want to go. And it's less likely that you, one, enjoy the process of getting there, two, actually realize when that thing that you're trying to manifest has come to fruition and feel satisfied with it because you enjoy not only the process of getting there, but also are now enjoying the outcome. And three, you're less likely to be burnt out. So I think that it's really, really, really important for us women and for the guys listening as well, especially guys also, to focus on how can I create more feminine flow in my life, more receptivity, more surrender, more being instead of doing. For me personally, what are things that help me get into feminine energy? Embracing nurturing. For example, cooking for other people, being a listener, or dancing with no choreography, just putting on a song and dancing, not checking my phone. So like disconnecting from technology and taking a bath, drawing also, huge for me. Think about what are ways that you can be yourself. What are ways you can just practice being in the moment or engaging in activities that don't really have an end goal? What are ways that you do things for the sake of getting the external achievement of it fitting into a plan or a structure or purpose for another goal, or doing something because you want to receive praise or receive money or receive something out of it, versus doing something just because you have fun doing it or just because you want to do it? Think about it. Think about that for a second. And think about, have you been doing too much? Have you been just allowing yourself to be? Do you need to do that more? Get face to face with, how am I making space for feminine energy in my life? What meaning does feminine energy or being or yin energy or receptivity or resting or reflecting or being alone, what place do those things have in my life? Think about, how much have you been doing for the sake of receiving external validation? How much have you been allowing yourself to rest, to be creative, to flow, or to just simply be? What value does that have for you? Does it have a value at all? Or do you only tend to value masculine energy, doing and active things?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.